No cap. It's plug. Like, I only been rapping 4 years, so it was like I graduated college. For me.
Facts.
It's like I went to university. And
home shit elevated. For
I
real,
can't
for
say
real.
That.
I seen this nigga work magic too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna cap neither.
Yeah, man. I give y'all the background story. Y'all about to get an exclusive background story. I ain't never told nobody
nothing.
Let's go.
Yeah, I like that.
Hell yeah, give us all that shit.
Yeah,
all
I'm
the stories.
I'm gonna give y'all all the drip, all the sauce, all that, all the motion.
You lost in your own sauce or something.
Nah,
saying.
I could never.
Nah, fuck it. It don't
have.
I made
have
this sauce.
Nah, you bro, can get you, lost in your own sauce.
I don't
that's
think
cool.
I understand.
Nah,
yeah.
Nah.
Yo, bro.
Nitty,
nah,
you been drinking since like 12. We used to steal the bottles out the crib, like.
Nigga,
pour them in a water bottle and be outside. One time I took the whole bottle. I'm like, fuck it. Niggas ain't peeping a water bottle. I should be good, feel me? And it just spiraled out of control ever since. Like, I mean, now we here. We had weed and whiskey.
Where your Milagro at, yo?
Don't see. Yeah, here we go.
He trying to
die. This is how I let my guests know that they're. I appreciate them. Where that Milagro at? Press that shit.
This how many you got?
I'm curious. I only seen one.
Which said which one? Nigga had me like, damn, we got another one.
I just need to top off this right here, you know.
Yo, man, here we go.
Welcome everybody. Welcome to another episode of Weed and Whiskey. Oh man, I've been fucking dying to record. I've been having withdrawals. I've been moody.
Shit like crack.
I've been depressed. I've been waiting to be in front of the mic. I've been creating all the types of different content, and we haven't recorded. And I just feel like a little bitch. I feel like a little bitch when I'm not recording, man. I don't give a fuck. This is me venting. This is me venting. I feel like less of a man when I'm not recording, man. I feel like I belong in front of the mic. I feel like the mic belongs in front of me, yo. I got some shit to say. And even if I'm just cussing y'all motherfuckers out, you're gonna fucking hear me, okay? You're gonna hear me.
I respect that, though.
That's all I'm gonna say. I deserve to talk, and you deserve to hear me. I'm gonna change your life. That's all I'm gonna say. My words is meant to change your life. And matter of fact, it probably changed a lot of y'all lives already. I don't even realize it. Give me my dues. Give me my credits. That's the energy I'm on. That's the energy I'm on, man. Because that's how this nigga came into this fucking studio. This nigga said, give me my fucking flowers and then some, motherfuckers. And that's what I want.
He said a lot of niggas
I want
don't
my
even
flowers,
know.
And I want you to bring chocolate
that's
with my
fact.
Flowers, too, my nigga. Matter of fact, when you come, nigga, I want you to give it to me while you on one knee, too, my nigga. Be grateful, dog. Just know I'm putting you on, dog. I'm out here opening doors for you. When you even ask me, I'm doing this for the kindness of my heart, my nigga.
God
just
because
I'm that genuine,
we
dog.
We the whiskey, that the hottest
culture.
Thing moving.
For the culture, man. That's all I'm saying. So with that being said, man, thank you for coming in. Trap Phone Fetty's in
Trap
the fucking
phone.
Building,
phone.
Man. Yo.
That was a hell of an intro, bro.
I feel good.
I swear.
I feel cocky.
Shit,
I'm going to talk my
you
shit.
You the pressure on me. Like,
I be telling this nigga.
Damn, I got to come with it now. Like,
he
oh,
got
damn.
Nori level intros, bro.
Nah, for real. That was iconic right there. Yeah.
This is why I like to get drunk just at least a little bit before I start recording.
Listen,
because
I'm about to see
it brings the better me out.
Feel me?
How we don't want this shit? I've been drinking. Of course I want to smoke. It's blasphemy not to fucking smoke without drinking. What the fuck are you talking about? Rhetorical ass questions in the studio. Come on, man. We don't do those, man. Thank you for coming on. After this nigga just almost killed the mood with that rhetorical ass question.
Nigga,
come
rhetorical
on, dog. You know
what
rhetorical
mean?
You know
yeah.
that? How would you say it's meant to be answered if you know what it mean?
Cause, nigga.
Go ahead.
Rhetorical.
No, explain that. Go ahead. Explain that.
Ironic.
You know, nigga, I'm gonna call you something else. Remedial. That's what the fuck I'm gonna call you.
Spell remedial.
R-E-M-E-D-I-A-L, motherfucker.
I'm glad you took the time out.
Nigga, I didn't really take much time. I did it just like that. Top of the head. That's how smart I am, motherfucker. Fuck you talking about.
Alright, I'm not gonna compete with you.
High honors and high honors and early college classes in high school, nigga. Fuck you talking about. Valedictorian in my
he's
fucking grade, my nigga.
Yeah,
fuck
let's
you
go.
Me, my nigga. Talk my shit, yeah. Talk my shit. I'm telling you, yo.
And he ain't here getting high as fuck with me, nigga. This nigga that barely graduated.
I ain't gonna lie. Just because I'm that smart don't mean I didn't barely graduate either. It's always the smart ones I have a hard time going by. That's all I'm saying, man. So enough about me, man. This nigga got me hyped. What up, yo?
Yo, what's good,
my How you
God,
feeling,
man?
My nigga?
You know, the energy is the energy. You know what's in
nah,
the
you
wanna
know how real your energy is, my nigga? This nigga Lurch made sure... He made time to come here for this
you know,
episode.
I'm like lightning in the bottle. You feel me? Like it get crazy. You feel me? You just gotta catch
you,
me right night. It might be one of them nights.
This is why I say your energy is real, my nigga. So thank you for coming through the building. And the, I ain't gonna lie, like when people hit us up to come in here, I appreciate it. Not everybody who hit us up needs to come in here right away.
They don't meet the list sometimes.
We had to have you right away, man.
That's what it, you know, they don't meet the list, you know.
I'm just saying, the people were saying, have Trap Phone in the building. So it's like, they had to make that happen.
I appreciate the people.
That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate the people.
Without the people, we ain't shit.
That's who I do it for.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't even do it for my, I never did. I never wanted to be a rapper.
You don't want to be a rapper.
So why you be a rapper?
I mean, be honest. Like, the niggas in front of me wasn't doing it right. That's it. They wasn't doing it how I thought they should have been doing it. So I said, fuck it.
I'm not gonna lie.
We told this man no humbleness,
no bias.
It's like if you playing ball, nigga, in front of you, you better than him. You gonna be like, damn, why I'm not starting, coach? Like, what's good?
Give me the ball.
Put me in the game. So that's how it was.
I'm not gonna lie, yo. Not being biased, that is probably the best answer we've probably got all here in terms of lack of
hope. Yo. The fuck? I'm here.
I hate your headphones.
Your headphones is trash. Oh my god.
Yeah, you gonna take these? Gladly,
it's a movie.
Your headphones is trash.
But I like that you said that, because it's that's definitely that says a lot, because
me knowing
Fetty for sure, like, he's definitely hands on. You know what I'm saying? I've seen this nigga, like, single-handedly, like, wrote a script, you feel me? And it was movie after that, you know what I mean?
I'm prolific.
Ooh, you hear that vocabulary, that vernacular.
Like how it get, like, my nigga, I made an R&B tape.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I swear to God.
No, you didn't.
R&B tape? Where inspired that?
No, you didn't. R&B? R&B?
The lobbies, the Ebony and Ivory.
You singing to these bitches, too?
You know, I do a little bit of
damn.
Valentine's Day song.
Damn.
Valentine vibes.
My nigga said he had to rap because these niggas wasn't rapping right. And now, on top of that, I'm singing these bitches out their drawers, man.
Do a hate thing. Like, it's easy.
Yeah, man. Damn, man. That's what you call multi-talented, man.
Nigga.
Shit. Damn, man. So, you be finessing these bitches?
You be letting, the bigger question is, you be letting them finesse you?
Hell no. But listen, we're not going to talk about that. I'm a changed man. What they said in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. You feel me? So, you know, I got to talk this the right way.
With great power comes a lot of pussy. I don't want to talk about
Thanks.
You can be responsible as much as you want, my man. I'm going to be able to get some pussy.
I'm just saying, like, I ain't going to hold you. I'm gonna tell y'all something. Like, so this is how I was doing it when I first started rapping.
Okay, I'm listening.
Like, I'm gonna hold you. I had like 4 months, but I just worked.
Straight working, straight in the studio.
Oh, nigga, I ain't talked to nobody. I ain't even talked to myself. I'm in there, I'm working. Like,
my nigga said, I ain't talked to myself in months.
Nigga, I'm telling the engineer, run the beat back 30 times. Like, come on, we working. Like,
that shit didn't even get
sleeping.
A minute through. Bro, run that shit back.
Bro was there. I'm like, nah, nigga, we here all night. Like, bro,
we
listen,
got to be.
I'm working. Like, feel me? Then after 4 months, I just go savage for like full, like crazy. Like,
smash everything?
Like,
that's
nigga,
what you're talking about.
I'm leaving dents in the highway, nigga.
So like, what?
I'm not playing with nobody, nigga.
What makes you different? What makes you better than all these niggas out here?
Like, I never said I was better than niggas.
In a way, you did. You didn't.
Doing
I did.
It right.
You and didn't. I did. I said it.
I bet. So this is why I feel like, one, I got my own lingo. Like, come on, niggas.
Come on. Can't fuck with that. Originality.
Niggas wanna drink Ebony, drink Ivory.
Okay.
Niggas is loudies and lobbies. Like, come on, nigga.
Ooh.
Trap Dollar, Double G, Grimy to Grandly. I got rich in my early years, nigga. This shit like a scripture to the nigga. It's like a philosophy.
God.
Like, I really.
I got chills.
You live
going
by that,
man.
Live by that. I could tell you practice that shit a lot.
Live by it, nigga. This how I done made it. It's why I'm still alive, nigga.
I can tell that nigga said that shit a lot.
Why you think I'm still here?
He knows.
That shit. He like, yo, this nigga retarded. Like, I swear to God.
Said, I got my 10 crack commitments and I was like,
Biggie,
them,
I got 7 though. I couldn't write 10. That's too much for me, nigga. I don't even like writing. Fuck that, nigga. I'm here.
So,
nigga,
if you don't like writing, so your raps is all off freestyle?
I mean, no cap, I started rapping 4 years. I started writing my shit in the iPhone. So, I never wrote my shit on no pen and paper. Like,
nigga, you typed your shit then.
Yeah, I'm like, huh.
My nigga typing, not a writer.
I'm telling Siri, ayo, da 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 da. She writing it for me.
Nah, that's like, what I do.
Child of technology.
That's what I do.
That's what I said. I don't really like writing. Like, nigga, I do that
all the time. I do that all the time on my phone when I come to my poetry. Yeah, something come to your head real quick, you on the go. Oh, yeah, hey Siri, or put this in my notes real quick. Even if it's just to get the gist of it, you're going to remember it later.
Nigga, I'll
remember it later.
You know what I was doing?
Facts.
So I'm doing voice notes. Nah, ask Nitty. We was doing voice notes. Niggas would throw a beat. I had my beat on my phone. Nitty had a voice note. And then niggas would go back and listen to 20 minutes of voice notes. And I just take the best bars and throw them shits on the song.
So pretty much.
And it'd be lit, nigga. So pretty much. That's why niggas couldn't tell me shit. So now niggas can't tell me shit, nigga.
So you was doing it like how niggas was recording the voice mails back in the day, putting their phones up to the fucking phone, to the radio.
Nitty, and yo. Yo, listen, I don't even need God. Nitty is my witness, nigga. Hey, yo, Nitty, what were you doing? It's me, you, Jules. We was on Ass Driver Grand. Niggas had the beats on the phone. Niggas had one phone recording everybody bars. I'm talking about, it's like 30 minutes. It's like an hour. Niggas is just rapping. You be like, God damn, these niggas babbling. Okay. Like, for real shit.
Okay.
You gonna get some gems out this.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been listening to your shit. I've been listening to your shit for a little bit now. Trap, what was it? With Trap Phone 1.5? Was it
we
that?
Got Trap Dollar 1.5.
Yeah, Trap Dollar 1.5.
Trap Dollar.
Trap
and Chill.
Yeah.
Fucking, nigga, I don't even know my shit. It's just a lot. It's a lot of music. Yeah.
So,
me?
And Noah, I'm gonna say this right now. So, I'm gonna put you in the hot seat tonight, and I think Quell and Lurch probably gonna agree with me with this as I go here. In this past accumulation of guests we've been having, like back to back, it's been a lot of artists in here. And you say you're not an artist, but in a sense you are. So we're gonna make this interview a little. We don't do interviews.
Listen, I'm not.
You're
an
a
artist.
Guest. You're a co-host.
I'm the vibe.
You're a vibe. So with that, we're gonna use this episode to talk shit. Uh-huh. You be producing niggas shits out here, right?
I mean, I don't say produce. I never made a beat, but I done put this shit together.
Stop so capping. Been,
you, nah, so you yes. writing nigga shit?
Yo.
I never make a beat. Yeah, I done wrote a little bit for some niggas and shit.
Yo. Oh, you be writing for niggas too?
Yeah.
So y'all niggas don't be
that.
Writing y'all shit?
Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that.
Nah, let's talk about it because you said don't
talk about that. Let's not talk about that.
I never heard you say that before.
I never make a beat.
You never heard me say that before. That's what I'm saying. Don't. Let's not talk about that.
Hold up.
Y'all made a beat. But that is true.
Y'all niggas don't be writing y'all shit?
That is true.
Y'all be going
to. A lot of niggas don't write shit.
Niggas be going to trap phone like, yo, please. I need a bar, man. Just give me a bar.
Y'all niggas don't be writing y'all shit?
Come
when
on, man.
Be wait, hold on. That's not theirs. Just
hold
think up. Who they got it from.
This the same niggas who come for Drake and Kanye that don't even write their own shit?
I ain't gonna hold you, gang.
And y'all don't even got the clout like Drake and Kanye?
I ain't gonna hold you, gang.
Y'all got Fetty writing y'all shit?
It's mad.
Don't that's why
it.
Y'all
don't
so
do it.
Dope?
Don't do it.
Y'all niggas ain't dope
like
on y'all
own?
Don't do it.
Yo, look, why are you not influencing the fuckery?
Y'all niggas not dope on y'all
own? I'm influencing the fuckery. I'm influencing the fuckery, but...
Yo, you know what?
It's gonna be disappointing. It's gonna be. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's gonna be disappointing because
it's to the point, bro. I want you to drop names, yo.
No,
I feel like I'm gonna look at these niggas different because it might be some of the niggas I listen to.
It probably is.
That's how life works.
I used to be a fan of niggas till I got in the game.
Until
you stop being a fan of niggas.
So now you're a fan. Basically, you're a fan of yourself because you write for. You're writing your shit. You're basically.
Yeah.
They're basically. Bringing your shit to life.
See, a lot of niggas are a fan of you without
this nigga it. Is not a an artist. This nigga is a creative director, bro.
So you basically be having you the nigga that help niggas entertain other niggas.
Like
basically.
I'm the nigga niggas come to and get a slogan from.
Oh God, you write the chorus and then they put. Some
I don't
fuck
even say a chorus. I might just get you hip to some shit you wasn't.
You get
hip
a niggas
before,
the sauce.
And you feel me?
You get a niggas the sauce.
I might give you something. You be like, damn, how he put that together? And you.
I'm looking at y'all niggas different out here, man.
I done named a lot of niggas. I done named a lot of niggas too. I done gave a lot of niggas names and shit that they run around with and they claiming that's their name now. And shit.
What's one name you gave out?
Man? I mean, it's a lot of names from. Even when niggas was in the high school in the dance hall shit.
Uh-huh.
You and me is Jerry. Lights out.
Oh, yeah,
I named him. That's me.
Okay.
So, all that dancing shit? Yeah. Put credit on me, nigga. Come
you got
on.
A name.
Like,
oh, man.
Oh,
man.
I wasn't even rapping. Man.
He dropped the name.
Nigga, come on. Like, this shit get real. It get different.
Hey.
They was up here. We know them. We know them.
Yeah, I know y'all know.
Oh, y'all know Lights Out. Oh, man.
The dance crew. Yeah, they was. I named Jerry. Nitty know that too. That's why he laughing.
Now you talking about Jerry.
Yo, Nitty should be the bookkeeper. Because he know the whole records and everything.
That's what Nitty should be.
If I die, Nitty be like, yo, this what happened. It's facts. Bro, go on, but it's this.
Yo, leave this nigga royalties. Leave this nigga some royalties.
Yo, bro, come on.
This nigga will scrape up on the life story, nigga.
Gang, listen, I start talking. This shit will hurt y'all heart. Y'all
niggas, nah, it won't.
Y'all going to New Year. Y'all going to 2022 feeling like, God damn, 2021 and everything else was a lie. Like, damn, I had a fuck going on.
All right, all right. I'm going to tell you a story. So this is when I started like taking very serious. You know, they used to call me like every fucking day. You know what I'm saying?
Every day. Every day. I'm hands on. I need to know what's going on, nigga. Fuck you. No, I don't want. No.
I like that.
Nah, nigga, I'm here, nigga.
I like that. Right
now, it's true.
I like that.
It's true.
I'm here. I'm here.
What's going on?
I'm here. So
let this story continue.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I gotta call son out real quick before we continue.
So the nigga calls me. The nigga says,
before we continue, I gotta say this. I like that. I'm hands on because I gotta know what's going on.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
I like that.
He might be like, I hit him. You ain't hit him, nigga. I hit him. Stop playing with me. I'm on your ass and his ass, nigga. I'm on everybody's ass.
It's true.
Gang, I was taking this shit seriously, nigga.
Like a white girl bikini.
Like, we was in school and we was studying. I'm studying this shit, nigga. Like,
let this story continue. So the nigga calls me, right? The nigga's like, yo, I'm gonna grab you and bring you to my house. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, for what? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, whatever. But the way he talking, is he serious? You know what I'm saying? So I get there. Niggas is cool. This nigga is barely dressed. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I'm coming.
Barely dressed, nigga. Nigga washing his face, brushing his teeth, getting ready. You know what I'm saying?
So, nigga had ideas before he even got dressed.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, this artist about to come to us. You know what I'm saying? Nigga said, yo, we about to go out to Bridgeport. I'm like, Bridgeport? This nigga is serious, bro. This nigga is on the phone calling Uber, trying to find an Uber to bring us out to Bridgeport, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Bruh.
Nigga, swear to God, you know it gotta be about business if you taking an Uber to Bridgeport, bro. That's not a cheap Uber.
Swear to God, bro.
We're going no matter what.
Yo, so let this story begin. Let the story continue. So we did. The artist is getting agitated, my nigga. Nigga like, yo, niggas could be making moves, getting to the track, getting this money.
And
Fuck going on,
it's
nigga?
Because I know who bro talking about.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Bro, nigga was tight, bro. You know what I'm saying? Niggas. This nigga is calm, as relaxed as ever, bro. On the phone, finding a Lyft, Uber. Like, yo, bro, relax, bro. Like, we about to go to the studio. We about to record. We about to drink, bottle of Henny, smoke. Everything is on me, bro. Just, why you, bro.
Bro,
so,
have to come up.
Uber pulls up, my nigga. All three of us is in the back of the car, my nigga. Nigga is driving. This nigga is on the phone, playing beats, going through the phone, playing beats, finding like...
We in the Uber for
an hour to Bridgeport, my nigga.
This is what I'm on, like.
To Bridgeport. This nigga is playing mad songs, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just going through all that shit, bro. I'm just chilling on my phone. We get to the studio. Engineer cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Engineer is like, he's so cool, my nigga. This nigga just got it queued up, my nigga. Too weird. Niggas just started smoking, drinking, whatever it is. Nigga, remember, I told you the artist was agitated. When I tell you this nigga goes in there and drops gold, you know what I'm saying? Then whatever that nigga was feeling before,
said, fuck that.
Didn't even matter no more, my nigga. That nigga was all smiles. The nigga was dancing. The nigga was... the nigga was in his element, my nigga. I'm telling you, bro. This is no cap, bro. That's why I said this nigga is a creative director, my nigga. This nigga... You know what I'm saying? He on the money,
he
bro.
Makes he makes shit happen. So yeah, honestly, nigga, Lurch, he just sound like he just another version of you.
I was just about to say.
Y'all niggas bought y'all shit. I like that.
They make moves. Like,
he get busy.
Yeah, I like that. Because basically, you the type of nigga, when we get an idea, you got to execute.
Did like three of my
Lurch, dude, a lot of niggas cover arts.
Nah. This is iconic, like Trap Dog.
Oh, Fetty. Those are the ones I have on my phone.
Fetty different, bro. Yeah, like, Fetty different, bro.
I come with a different, like,
but this is what I love about the Trap Dollar mixtapes, nigga. It's the features, bro. Like, you pretty much have everybody.
Shout out to everybody on the features, but
between the 203 and the 860, nigga, you have so much people on that shit.
P-Gang, all them features, those are all my homies.
Shout out, because you've got a few of my homies on there.
But I'm the first.
Soulja Boy, talk your shit.
That's a fact.
I'm the first nigga.
That. Oh, yeah, he did say that before.
That's a fact.
I'm the first.
Hiding everywhere.
Just bring some of the bitches and I'm there. Say less. All I need is weed, pussy, and fucking liquor. I'm basic as fuck.
Come to Florida. I had you like, damn, I'm about to be in the trap now. Trap got me lit. Nigga. I got a glizzy. I got a
I didn't need no glizzies. I'm good on the glizzies. I'm good on the glizzies. I'm good on the glizzies. I don't know if you glizzies are different glizzy than what I know what a glizzy is. I'm not that hip to a lot of slang shit. But all I'm going to say is...
talk about a different one.
Yeah. From what I know is glizzies. But if it's a good glizzy, we can have a different conversation before I say I'm good.
I ain't going to lie, bro. I'm going to give you a flower. That you definitely put in that groundwork.
Early work.
Yeah, definitely.
Early work.
You definitely put in that work, bro.
Was really working, I was working.
For sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. So... with that being said, like, what's the next move? Like, what's next for you? You know what I'm saying?
I like movies. We're going to get back to the basics. I got to get back to the ground.
When do you see yourself stop being great?
Why?
Stop rapping.
Why?
I'm about to sell clothes.
Or something. It's the or something for
me. Are you basically saying niggas are not doing that right now?
I mean, they is. I like it. I like it. I like everybody's shit.
What's your favorite coke? What's your favorite? I see you got Seek Therapy on right now. I see you got number. I see you got the five. I got the five jacket on right now. Shout out to Splash. Shout out to Splash for that.
Shout out Splash.
Well, what should be rocking from here?
I rock everybody's shit.
What's your favorite? You know you gotta.
But my shit, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Real shit. My shit comes personal ties. Like Splash really, like when I first started rapping, I was in Splash.
And fuck all of that, so, my nigga. Between all the shit you be rocking, quality wise.
I rock my nigga shit. That's what I'm saying.
But
I'm gonna rock the game before I rock anybody.
But quality wise, like what's your top five for quality wise? Okay, so
what you got? Top five.
You don't want this on your body, nigga. Okay. Stop playing, nigga.
I see you.
What you mean, nigga?
I see you. I see you got.
What you talking about?
I see you got.
Come be Greenly, nigga.
I see you got the dripper on. I see you got the trap around the neck as well too. I see you got the trap around the neck too. You know, I like that. My guy came in here flossing, man. Came in here talking shit.
Yo,
I'm telling you, this is why I came in here ready to talk my shit, cause I just got my energy from this man, and I'm ready to talk my shit, man. I'm ready to make some niggas lives too, man.
Do anything like.
I mean.
It's what I really do this, my nigga.
You want to do some acapella? Give me something real quick. Hey, you want to lurch?
Throw
have
a
look.
Who got?
Throw something on the background.
Something on the background.
We put it up to the mic. We don't. This shit just been spontaneous.
Yeah, that nigga jumped right into it.
Yo, y'all niggas got
this shit just been spontaneous.
Nigga. I don't know what to play.
He said it. He just said, I go ball for ball. What you expect me to respond after that?
Off top. Well, eight balls off top.
Yeah, I just need something real. Light real quick. Nigga, just pick something. This is where you come
anything,
in, nigga.
Anything. Get.
Stop being real.
Nigga asking me.
My nigga, give him anything, man. Talk,
I like 400 degrees.
Talk that poetry real fast, man. Oh, say that.
Damn, man.
Oh, he pulled his phone out real quick.
Quail, I gotta send you back to school, bro.
Nah. Throw that out, man.
What you got? That's it, right?
I don't want that.
It wasn't my shit. Fuck out of here, nigga.
He shot through the Detroit on me. Like,
shoot the DJ. Shoot the DJ. What you want? You got something over there, 80? You got something for us? Just so you guys know. Just so you guys
Juvenile.
Know. Wait. Hold on. We got some people in the building, too. We got other big names in the building, too, man. We got other big names in the building, too, man. We got 80 in the building right now, man.
Freestyle.
You trying to do something 82? You trying
to do something too? Yo, my boy look like he in Death Row. Hey, yo, 80, you going to spit something for me? Death Row, we in the building, nigga. Yo, hold on. YTH, 400. Look, come on.
Young Tad and homies. Shout out to Don ZOP. Shout out to Jersey. Oh, man. Shout out to all you guys over there.
Look, come on, man.
What you got the velour
yes,
on?
Sir.
You got the belt? You got the male yeah. velvet? You got the male velvet on? My nigga said, bitches like to feel on me because I feel soft. I got that velvet and I ain't talking about velvet cake.
Stop playing with
Yo.
My
God. Yeah. Give him that.
Okay. Oh, shit. Yeah. I said, in the trap, eating noodles. Bunch of moves, you gon' lose it. Still with the gain of new ones. You ain't been through losses. I wanna see your fortune. Buy my mama fortune. This pain you never seen. Grandmama shedding tears. They gave both 50 years. Me, I'm just holding steady. Won't put my homies on, but some of them just ain't ready. Trap dollar counting Fetty. Remember, I ain't have a penny. Still, these niggas envy. My wrist is dripping water. Bodies across the border.
Bomb. That's
all we need.
We're gonna create a session just for you because all Two Tails just allowed us to just have people come in here and just do their shit. So we're gonna have you come on here. We're gonna have Lurch queue up a beat just for you, and we're gonna create a session just catered around you freestyling. You just drop your shit.
I just need bro to sample something.
Say less, Lurch. Yo, you know Lurch does his shit. When this nigga goes in his bag, he go deep.
Anything, man.
Fantasia? Oh, man. Fantasia just makes you want to make it right with your bitch.
Yo, I always wanted to ask you, what made you want to do Trap Dollar?
Trap Dollar?
Yeah.
The original?
Yeah, the first one. Like, what was the inspiration? Because I'm going to be real with you. This nigga just tapped me and he was like, yo.
It's a movie.
Damn, I ain't never gonna ask this question. All right, so bet. So peep game. So like I said, I was never rapping. Mm-hmm. I don't rap. Like I don't care. I just go in there. I just tell my life. Peep game. So I met Dollar. This nigga was already rapping. Like Dollar was already going crazy. Niggas don't even know Dollar got a whole mixtape. Ooh, already outside. Bro from Queens. Like that's gang. So I linked with Dollar. We in the stew and shit. It was some nuff ass nigga. But whatever. We in his stew downtown. It's lit. Nitty, remember? But I ain't gonna his name.
I remember. I know he talking about.
I don't think he was there. I ain't know you then.
I was there.
Nah, he wasn't there, right? This before I even dropped this song. This before I was rapping. This before everything. Okay, I ain't even rap yet. Yeah, like I'm just in the studio. I don't want to say his name. I don't give niggas clout that don't deserve clout. For me, I give clout to niggas that deserve it.
I respect that.
I ain't gonna say his name, but feel me. So I'm in the studio, Dollar making music, the nigga making music, whatever. Feel me. I don't rap. Like I said, I'm just cooling. But I got all the sauce. I got all the emotion. I got all the words and shit. So damn, shit, grandly. Like they like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, we drinking Ebony. They like, nah, this nigga be drunk as hell. Like, so Dollar told me start rapping, and I was like, all right, bet I'm gonna start rapping. But I was only fucking with Dollar, like Nitty and shit. Like, feel me, my cousin Jules, a couple other members and shit, them and shit. But like Dollar, really, like him and my cousin Jules, they influenced me on his rap shit. So I had to do Trap Dollar. Like, that's what it was. Like, and I found out Dollar damn near my cousin. Like, so it was different. Like, you feel me? You link with a nigga, then you find out he like your cousin. You be like, oh yeah. It's lit. It's up. It's stuck. Feel me? Like damn. Like feel me? So that's what it be. Trap phone. Like damn. That's I don't know. Like I had the trap phone. Really, I had some hoes on my phone.
So the trap phone wasn't really for the trap. It was really for the hoes.
I had like 5 bitches on Backpage. No cap. But
we ain't gonna talk about that. We ain't gonna talk about it because I know how Backpage go. Listen, I'm gonna let y'all know.
No cap, Backpage back, but y'all don't got the link. I got the link. Listen, y'all can hit me on Telegram.
A lot of y'all bitches don't know. We know that y'all be on Backpage. We know. Don't think you slick and think you just saw discreet and shit. I'm cool with all the niggas that be pimping all y'all bitches. Matter of fact,
I was a pimp one too. At once. I swear, it was a movie. Every night.
I know about y'all bitches. Y'all bitches ain't low.
Every night.
Y'all some classy hoes out here, and I give y'all class, but y'all still hoes. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's a fact.
That's all I'm gonna say. Cause I be hearing about y'all bitches that's almost 30 and over 30. I know how y'all to get down in high school. I know. It's okay. We ain't gonna bring your past back into this because you a different woman. You a changed woman. Yes, we know how you used to bust it open for niggas easily because they had clout. We know the type of nasty shit you used to do back in high school. We know, but it's okay.
They doing it at the high school.
Yeah, we know because they doing it with the cameras that they think it's only for them.
Man,
listen, bitches out here love making sex tapes. Bitches love sex tapes.
Hey.
That's one thing I learned in my life. Bitches love sex tapes.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yo, if you fuck a girl good enough, my nigga, she wants you to record it.
All right, I got a question.
Jeez. Nigga, I would do OnlyFans without that bitch. I don't need her to do it.
Yo, wait, I could never do OnlyFans.
I do OnlyFans by myself. Hey.
Yo, listen.
What?
I could never do OnlyFans, but I had like 5-6 bitches on the OnlyFans Granny Girls page. You heard?
I mean, I do that too, and plus have my own OnlyFans.
I can't have my own OnlyFans, you know, because I'm in the trenches in the streets and shit. That's not my occupation.
I like to sell hope. You feel me? I like selling hope.
You can sell hope. Through the bitches, like, feel me?
Yeah, that's true and all, but sometimes them bitches don't listen. And then you gotta put them back into their place.
You gotta make them listen. That's why you a pimp.
That's too much work.
That's why I had to stop pimping.
That's too much work. First of all, if you don't listen, bitch, I'm just gonna throw you to the side and let you deal with the next nigga who wanna tame you. I don't got time for that. I don't. Let me stop talking like I know how to pimp bitches.
I was about to say, nigga.
nigga, I feel like all my bitches are run away. Like, fuck this nigga.
Run where? Where am I going? Runway.
I ain't chasing nobody.
Runway.
Listen, they everybody leave, but they always come back.
Nigga, I don't gotta chase nobody because you're not run no blood clot with dog. You're not run nowhere, dog. Cause listen, no matter how I treat you, I still treat you better than the next nigga with you. That's a fact. That's a fact. These hoes too, the same shit applies to them.
I don't got no.
Listen, this is what I learned, bro.
Right now.
Every girl, every girl is a hoe, my nigga. Every girl is a hoe. Some just a hoe to just one nigga. But every girl have hoe mentality, my nigga. Every girl want to bust it open, my nigga. Some just don't want to do it for a lot of niggas, my nigga. But every girl just want to be a hoe. That's a fact, my nigga. Yo. Especially as we get older. Hey, why you think when you meet like these cougars, like these 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds and shit like that, they want to bust it open because they ready to just be treated like a hoe. But they don't want everybody to treat them like a hoe.
Now, that's a fact. But feel me? I feel like Dave Chappelle right now. I got to plead the fifth.
I'm going to just talk my shit because I had a lot. I had a lot of, I'm not saying. I'm yeah, speaking from
experience. Into these conversations, I shut my mouth.
I mean, I'm pleading the fifth, but
I will say this though. I don't give.
When I had hoes, it was a movie.
I don't give community dick though. I'm picky with my dick. You gotta be picky with your dick, yeah. Cause not a lot of these bitches deserve good dick. Some of y'all deserve half ass dick. I don't give a damn. I said it.
I ain't gonna hold you. When I was single, I was the worst nigga. I poured liquor on bitches. I choked bitches.
I put my foot on bitches' head doing back shots. What are you talking about?
You talking about? Did you pour the good liquor?
First of all,
nah, it was like a 40 ounce. I was broke. Around this time, I was broke and angry. That's what broke and angry niggas do. I'm not gonna lie on this interview. You know? I was broke and angry. Broke and angry niggas. They don't have money for Bel Air, so they grabbing the 40, the old English. I'm in the trenches.
What the video said, when you can't afford the Hennessy, you got the E&J.
Yeah. Yo, listen. Listen, okay. I'm gonna give y'all exclusive content right now. When I was broke in the trenches and angry, and I ain't have money for Henny or nothing, I would cop the E&J and pull it in the Henny fifth. And I would be outside with all the Lotties, and it would be a movie.
I'm putting this on Instagram.
And they wouldn't even know. They would be like, damn, bro got the Henny fifth. He lit. It's a movie. Look, he like damn. This nigga, he not lying. He giving it up. I swear to God, when I was broke and angry in the trenches, like, it looked the same.
You're probably not the only person who've done that.
How you gonna tell me it's not Henny? How you gonna tell me it's not Henny?
I heard the worst story yesterday, bro.
See, look, I'm not the only nigga.
No.
I'm not the only.
Nigga, I was watching something online.
I'm gonna just smoke on that. That's all I'm doing, just smoke on that. I ain't never did that yet.
Nah, but that's
I might do it when I have money.
I was giving niggas sauce at 19. Like, yo, we get the E&J, pulled in the Henny.
Nigga.
Bitches gonna be on it. It's like, yo, they popping bottles. They only like 16. Like, it's lit. Look, see? Look, you see his face? That face is like, yeah, nigga, I was there. We was definitely doing that. I was definitely there with that nigga. We definitely grabbed the E&J for $8 and pouring a $30 Henny bottle. And we was up, nigga. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Yes, nigga. Nigga, listen. You don't even want to talk about that. You don't want to talk it because I get real critical what I was doing at 16 to get ahead of the learning curve.
All I'm saying is I'm learning a lot about you niggas right now. Not even y'all niggas. Listen. I'm just talking about niggas out there in general. Because niggas be doing this on a regular.
Nigga tell you some shit, you be like, man, this nigga was living a dirty life.
Nigga, I told you
living a dirty life. Yo,
cousin is a known scammer. My cousin is selling niggas Cartier watches, bust down chain, fucking off white. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, my cousin goes over to Japan and China and he gets them. And them niggas is so crucial and point. Them shits look real, bro. But my cousin just pull up. Niggas is renting that, bro. Niggas
if
is gobbing
really
that.
Tell
bro.
You what broke and angry niggas is doing.
Yo, it should have get deep.
I
and
might
dark.
Die tomorrow. I swear to God, nigga, the shit I was doing, I was broke and angry, so I can only imagine niggas worse off than me.
Niggas yo, worse.
You gotta think like the shit I'm doing is
I mean,
wild,
worse, bro.
Dirty. Like
I mean, niggas is
nigga,
killing.
Niggas stop playing. Niggas
doing worse, bro.
Nigga, listen. All right, bet. I'm 15. I think we 14. We just started smoking, right? So listen, gang. We had this little Lottie. I can't say her name. I'm not gonna say nobody's name. I'm gonna keep it 100. So she used to have this Za. She had this Za. I had a Za. I'm popping zone from Keeney. I'm fucked up. Jamaicans is rushing the whip. I'm fucked up. I don't got money. I'm not lying. Like, nigga, I'm copping a 10-pack. It's like $30.
It's the
like,
nickel bag days.
Yeah, this is when they used to rush you. Yeah. And they used to be like, huh, pick me. And throw the bags in your car. Yeah, you know? You picking the seeds out. Stop playing, nigga. Y'all wasn't there. Rolling Y'all wasn't it. There. Y'all wasn't with me in the trap, nigga.
Rolling in. So, big touches, nigga. What?
So listen, Shorty had a dirt. Dodge. She copping Blue Dream and shit, Piff. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta get that. Like, fuck this other shit. I'm not smoking this shit. I'm broken down bad, nigga. I'm rolling up the Dutch guts. I'm unwrapping the Dutch, rolling up the Dutch guts and telling her I'm trying to match. That's why I get high, nigga. Yeah, he was there. Stop playing. Like, nigga, that's what I'm saying. Nigga. I couldn't even roll. Nigga, I'm finding other niggas. I'm like, please. Please, we gotta get high, nigga. Y'all wasn't there. I was 14, 15, so y'all gotta give me lenience. I'm a young buck. I don't know better. I don't know better. I'm 14. I'm 14. See? Exactly. So you know I'm not capping. Nah, we buying the flavors. We buying grapes.
We buying the strawberry joints. Strawberry
joints. Yeah. She like, oh, this. What's this? Kush? We like, yeah, strawberry. We not. Okay, I'm not lying. Okay, if I tell you the shit I done did when I was broken angry. Broken Angry, you gotta remember, this is the Broken Angry segment. So you tag trap phone, but that's when he was Broken Angry.
Angry, I like this.
I'm in the trenches,
hashtag
I'm Broken
Angry.
Angry.
Hashtag
the Broken Angry, angry segment, because you feel me, I'm up now, you know, your boy, you know, look good.
Difference.
Look good, I'm doing good.
He ain't Broken Angry no more.
It's Fat Trap with the white buffs, you heard, but the Broken Angry segment, you feel me? I'm Broken Angry, because I was Broken Angry too, you feel me?
Yeah, a lot talking of niggas is Broken streets, Angry, nigga. Bro, for real, for real.
You feel me?
For real.
I'm telling niggas how to get by for free.
Yo.
You feel me? For free,
I'm going to be honest with you, yo. I'm so lit, I could just laugh and just listen to the story.
Nigga, we got more stories. It might be longer than an hour, because it had you like, God damn, this nigga was outside wilding. Like,
nigga, keep going, nigga.
Got, nah, chill, you going to get me indicted or something.
Yo, don't indict yourself.
I'm trying to
That's
go
all
home.
I'm saying. Don't indict yourself.
You feel me? I'm trying.
Wait. Nigga said.
Yo, 80.
Wait.
They don't know the egg method.
Come on, yo. Man. See?
Yo, look.
Yo, nigga said the bitch thought the Dutch guts was busting more than her shit.
There's no cap. I swear to God. That's the shit that had you like, what the fuck? Like, that shit that had you keep doing it. No cap.
Yeah.
After they say it. Because
you be like, oh, this shit worked.
It worked. And it's going to keep working if I keep doing the same formula.
But you know something funny? Something funny? That's why niggas smoke
carbonate. I'm puffing out, nigga. It's a hookah. I'm blowing out, nigga. I don't blow in, nigga. Fuck you mean, nigga.
I don't inhale like exhale,
hell nah, nigga.
Nigga.
I know what this is. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Swear to God. I'm in on the plan, nigga. Me and Nitty did this together. Fuck you mean?
Oh, my God.
We tied in.
Yo, I'm about to lose my voice by tomorrow, yo.
Gang, listen. It's a lot of stories in the trenches. Like Nitty, remember we had the trap house next door to my house, and we was busting Lotties down at the day. I'm gonna call it the day in because I don't know what else to call it.
The two hour
I don't know.
Day
Nitty had the key. I don't know how Nitty got the key over me. I live next door, so already I'm tight. Like, what the fuck? See, nigga, we was in there like Little Kim light us up video. Nigga, we ain't had no light. Nigga, I swear to God. Nigga, ask Nitty, I'm Kevin. Nigga, we in here with the light up. Like, nigga, I don't got no light. This shit crazy. Nigga, Nitty done brought a nigga from his school and shit to bust the Lottie down. See.
Crazy. I brought a nigga from my family.
Come on, man. I was really pimping, nigga. I was really pimping. Bro, I told him the game plan and it worked. And then bro said, listen, I'm indebted, whatever you need. I'm like, damn, like, I ain't even rapping. If I was rapping then, nigga, come on, who the fuck? Nigga, I got niggas doing whatever for me. And just come on, what the fuck you gonna do, nigga? Like, I'm 15, 16 with a trap house next door to my house. Like, come on, this shit was crazy. I never took advantage. So now I'm upset at myself. And now when I take advantage, niggas get mad. When I want to take advantage, gang, when I Niggas be like, why you acting like, come on, gang, what you mean? I should have been acting like this. You was already doing everything niggas wasn't doing. Like,
let's calm him down for a little bit. Let's calm him down for a little bit. This man.
This nigga said, I take advantage, bro.
I did it. Hey, Nitty. Nitty, we out. Gang, if I was rapping back then, come on, gang. Oh God, I probably would have already got a dub. Nigga, I didn't even think to rap. I'm like, yo, I got hoes. So, I got a crib.
If you got, if you wake up tomorrow and you got that greatest phone call that you getting a deal, what's the first thing?
How much for the deal worth?
Lurch, that's your
issue. Because my eyes is something different that I ain't see a lot of niggas pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said he hands on, bro. I seen him and Deem huddle up in front of DistroKid, and niggas is talking about splitting it with niggas and checking it and seeing how much is there, and you feel me, yo, take this and take that, and you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is really plotting it out and really trying to, like, make this shit a revolving door, you know what I'm saying? Meaning, make that shit, like, happen for niggas, because that's so the difference.
Drop a number.
I mean,
this is a what-if scenario. Drop a number.
One if? All right. Just give me talk. A number, gang.
I mean, number-wise.
2.5. Because 2.5 what?
Mel.
Oh, Mel, we lit, nigga. Yeah, oh,
that's
my
good.
God.
First thing you're doing. First thing
I'm buying
doing.
The whole gang chains, nigga. on my mother, nigga. Give my mom, like, 50K.
Okay.
Feel me? And we in the trap. I'm getting it all back through the trap. I don't even. Come on.
Do you move out the hood, or do you just get a bigger house?
I'm not even in the hood. I'm in Florida. I'm already out the hood. I'm already did what niggas want to do.
Say
less. Yeah, come on. Like, nigga, I want my niggas to move out the hood.
We OT, baby.
Yeah, like, we could. Feel me? Florida, we could do whatever. We at the mind you.
First of all, I love Florida because Florida have a lot of hoes. These are the type of hoes I love to sell pussy to.
Gang just want me to talk about hoes. You want me to talk about hoes? I got you, gang. I got you.
These hoes be trifling, my nigga. These hoes be trifling. You know the crazy thing about it for me? It's like, you know they hoes, but they don't know they hoes.
My bitches all know they hoes.
But that's different when they know they hoes. But when they not,
they tell me they hoes.
When they know they not hoes, cause I love.
Quote trying to quote on the backtracking.
You ever met a woman?
Yeah, a whole bunch of times.
Sometimes they hoes too.
You ever fell in love, my brother?
Nah, don't fall in love.
They be hoes.
Nah. I'm gonna hold you. I got a little shorty right now.
Respectable.
I'm gonna answer y'all questions respectably.
Respectably. Feel me? So back to what we were saying. So you said 2.5. You signed for it. You know what I'm saying? But
2.5.
That's good and all. But how?
Are you buying pussy?
Hell no. Nigga, sheesh. I'm a pimp. Why would I buy pussy? Y'all can sell
say
pussy.
Are you buying bags?
A lot of hell yeah, nigga. The whole game with nigga.
Bags,
what you mean?
Bags of females.
Does the price on the pussy increase?
Yeah, this could get a bag. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking bags of pounds. Like, yeah, nigga, we up.
Nah.
Nigga, fuck you mean?
Nah.
Bags what?
Bags what, nigga?
Bags. If a bitch is coming to you and be like, yo, damn,
nah,
nigga.
You ain't a bitch. Like, no, I'm not buying any bitch a bag. Fuck that, nigga. Fuck it. I'm not. Listen, I'm not a bitch business venture.
No Birkin.
Fuck you talking about? Bitch ain't gonna come up off me, nigga. Fuck it. Come on, nigga. Stop playing. I'm a pimp, nigga.
I'm not a lottery ticket.
Yeah, come on. Like, my bitch is. Yeah, she can get a bag.
She give me money.
Bitch,
I don't give her money.
What the fuck? Not getting a bitch. My bitch get a bag if she, yeah. But
that's respectable.
You know what I mean? Nah, nigga. I'm not buying bitches bags, nigga.
Now that you said that, let's get a little.
My mom should get a bag, nigga. What the fuck?
Let's get a little deep real quick. How do you feel on calling your bitch?
She cool with it. I'm cool with it. You heard?
Okay. So you got to have that conversation.
We probably had this conversation. That's how she became my bitch. Fuck you talking about? It already happened. That's how we got there. Feel me? That's why I said, yeah, she cool. I'm cool with it.
We get there, nigga. We talk about it when it happens.
If I'm talking to her, preliminary stages, and she cool with me calling her bitch in a friendly nature.
Without being, yo, she
you
know
me?
Calling her bitch.
And now we here dating. Yeah, she's already cool with it, gang. It's lit. I mean,
not every bitch is a bitch.
You gotta call her a bitch when she acted like a bitch.
Because every girl can be a bitch. Every girl can be a bitch.
That's a fact.
That's a fact, man. Again, sometimes you they in that situation where the bitch you just come out. The bitch you just come out, yo. And honestly, I'm one of them niggas where, you know what? I encourage the bitchiness because it just it lets me just be niggerish.
Nah, I don't be having time for that shit.
I got time sometimes.
That should be tit for tat. I'm a tit for tat nigga.
Me too. I'm petty.
And then it get crazy and I don't be having time. Feel me?
Nah, sometimes I be bored.
Nah, I get a domestic.
I don't take that far.
I'm in a different area code.
I don't think that's wrong. Damn,
I like that more. Hell no. I gotta be in different area code.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't have it in me to put my hands on her.
I'm not gonna put my hands on her, but
I'll rough that bitch up a little bit.
Look. You feel me? And shit just get hectic.
What? I mean, don't get me
shit
wrong.
Shit get hectic. I ain't gonna hold you.
I shake you a little bit.
You feel me? Look, now you shaking her. She like, you whooped my ass.
What?
You like this. I ain't even feel me. Like I try to restrain you. Like,
I'm just trying to get you to listen.
Exactly.
That's all I want.
I don't be having time for that. You feel me? When you gotta start explaining yourself.
Here's the controversy shit. Here's the controversy part to that now.
Because I already know how
some of these bitches be getting turned on the whole time.
Fuck.
Yo.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you, not lying, gang. Yeah, that's why I had to sit back and analyze my life and the bitches I'm liking. Cause that's really where it comes from. The bitches you liking.
Is that a reflection on me?
So it's a reflection on me as a person.
Oh shit.
That's why I said I don't wanna be in a different area code.
I'm laughing so hard I just ruined some of my favorite pants.
Yo. Oh, shit. How many females came to you wanting to be like artists?
Want to be artists are already artists. Nobody really come to me. Feel me? Want to be an artist? They was already rapping.
Damn.
But I did music with everybody. Feel me?
So for you, what's the deciding factor to be like, all right, this person is serious or this person makes the mark?
I'm gonna be honest. In the beginning, I was doing shit with everybody. I ain't give a fuck. I'm outside.
So you're not picky with the artists you work with?
I mean, in the beginning, I wasn't. Hell nah, I'm outside, nigga.
So now you are? Rapping. Now you are?
Now it's like, you gotta have a little credibility. Like,
what's your favorite?
My favorite feature? Man, that's a hard one.
Top five favorite.
Top five, okay, yeah. I get that. All right, Dollar Dean, you know, that's Broski.
What song?
It's a bunch of songs. We did a whole tape.
I know. What song? But what song is your favorite, though?
Oh, Peons, Ransom 2.
Peon is my favorite.
Yeah, Ransom 2.
These rappers
two.
Is Peons.
I ain't gonna hold you. This not even on a Trap Dollar tape or nothing, but Fake Love, that shit hard. Like, Pick 5, Dollar Dean not on Pick 5. I ain't gonna hold you. This shit me and J-Rod did, feel me? My bro, Free Gang, that's two.
Chicken and Chips.
Hustles and spit on my kick. Rubble my belly is lit. Feel me? Damn, three more. Damn, it's Double G, the gang. Always the home team. Damn, top. I don't know.
Said Deem.
Nigga said it like it was easy. Yeah, I could do
top 5. I did shit with niggas
that
ain't even out yet. Yeah, Deem.
Drop the name.
Double G. Two more.
I ain't gonna hold you. Me and Eddie got some shit. Wave Only. Esco. Yeah, Esco. Esco hard, man. Yeah. You need to tap in the Esco. Yeah.
Esco crack?
Esco. Yeah, you already know.
Yo, I be telling. I be having my ears in the streets more than people know, yo.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Esco crack, man. He's it. Stop playing with bro, man.
Yeah, I like Esco. Esco stepped it up.
Actually, I just seen
you
share something from him.
I think
Saucy Ty produced it at Small City Music Group.
Yeah, he probably did.
Yeah, he produced it as well too. So shout out to Ty for that as well too.
Yeah, shout out to him.
My other guy been on the podcast as well too. A lot of people, yo. We just posted a video that we did with Ty Wan. A lot of people think we just dropped it, bro. Like, this episode been out for months.
Word.
That's how it be. Niggas, it take time for niggas to, you know, tap in.
That's how it be, yo. Like I said, we haven't been 2 years in, and we are doing it better than a lot of people who's been doing it longer.
Honestly, we tell ourselves,
if we don't do anything, we got to record. If we don't do anything, we got to record. We got to put an episode out. Because we can't let this shit drop because nobody do this shit better than we do it. Like my boy Tony Time said, we the hottest motherfucker platform in Connecticut. Ain't nobody hotter than us, right? Oh. Nobody, yo.
Not at all.
Like me and Lurch even have this conversation. I'm going to be in some closed door conversations on air. That's all I'm going to say, yo. That's all I'm going to say. Like,
yeah, pass me.
Nah, that shit done, but you're going to have to make it work.
Beat it down.
Yeah, but that's all I'm going to say, yo. Like, there's a lot of people from Connecticut who's really doing their thing. Don't get me wrong. You're really doing your thing, but everybody have their lane. And ain't nobody doing the podcast lane right now better than Weed and Whiskey. Ain't nobody. The only person who would have competed with us at a point was Jarman. But I'm sorry, Jarman. I'm saying it on live. I'm saying it on air. And because you my nigga, I say it to your face too, my nigga. You ain't a podcaster no more, bro. You're a radio personality.
That's my nigga got his lane.
Exactly. That's your lane. But
shout out to him. For
without you, there's no Weed and Whiskey. Fact. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to give you your flowers. I'm just saying, we're the hottest podcast out here. But without you, we wouldn't be us.
Nope.
That's all I'm saying right there. So shout out to you for that right there. But nobody's hotter than us right now. Everybody's hitting us trying to be on Weed and Whiskey podcast. You know what? And we're trying to fit y'all niggas in because we want y'all niggas on here. We ain't picky. Yeah, we picky.
Nah, I was about to say, bro. We picky.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm a picky motherfucker.
And that's why I got to give Fetty his flowers too, because niggas know y'all know me. I get it out the trenches too, man. See, my niggas be hands on to it. My nigga open my mind differently, bro. Like for real, bro. Like you showed me how to get it and how to really like be on it, because you're not gonna get it if niggas not. You know what I'm saying? You gotta mobilize with it also too.
That's a fact. Supply and demand. Sometimes you gotta create your own demand so you can supply these motherfuckers.
That's a fact.
That's all you gotta do, because you gotta be the crack to these niggas. But you know what the funny thing is, yo? Everybody's willing to pay for something. Everybody, yo. I've literally read articles of people who go on Amazon and buy shit that's 99 cents just because it's 99. Just cause. It don't matter what the fuck it is. It's 99 cents. It's not gonna, you know, put a dent in your pocket. So it's like, you gotta think about how you approach certain shit, yo. Like, niggas be making shit 99 cents for a reason. There's a lot of people who buy pointless shit for 99 cents or a little bit more just cause.
Yeah, because it's 99 cents. That's how I feel about, like, Connecticut. I feel like Connecticut is, like, for me, and I feel like Fetty could contest to this also too, like going out into like a different state and going to like different places and stuff like that, you see like the little things that niggas complain about is nothing in a different space. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, people wish they could complain about
it. True. You know what I'm saying? So when you come back home and you hear like niggas say something like, yo, trying to get a video done for this and this and that. Bruh, it was like $600, my nigga. Like,
that's still cheap.
It's cheap. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
still cheap.
You... For me, what you also have to be, bro, you have to be hands-on. Like, Fetty told me, like, specifically what he wanted for his tape, bro. You know what I'm saying? That was, to me, that was the best thing out of anybody that I worked with doing, like, graphics. Because he was like, bro, do it like this, even on the second one.
That makes it easy as a creative because you just know what vision you have to create.
Bro, am I lying? Am I lying? Nigga said... I'll be there.
Like, okay, I was trying to be there with bro when he was doing it. Like, yo, so I'll right. sit with you.
Let me ask you this question on behalf of that as well. How many other artists that come to you and actually have a video?
Other than Fetty.
Because you do a lot of graphic out here, money. Because, like, how many, like, on a percentage-wise, do you feel like half the people you come with at least come with a vision?
No.
Or they want you to bring their vision alive?
1%.
No, I'm not lying. That's a realistic number. Because
I'm being real.
I can get him that.
And I'm going to be real, my nigga, because sometimes you have the idea, but you don't know where you want to go with it, yo. All right, this is the devil's advocate I'm going to play.
You see, this is the part y'all know.
Yo.
So the one part that, like, niggas want to rap, so they just focus on rap. I never focused on rap. I didn't think I was the best rapper.
But the thing
is, I still don't think I'm the best rapper. I just think I'm more creative than niggas. That's a fact.
And the only reason I could stand and confirm that, bro, because I know for a fact, and you know what I'm talking about, bro, O'Shane. My nigga, I've seen this nigga accumulate and make more money off music than 75% of niggas out here.
Because I never tried to be in here like Jay-Z. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
I'm just trying to make music. I'm trying to create.
Fuck making music. I'm trying to get a bag.
Fact.
Gang, no cap. I'm going to be honest with you. Niggas don't even know this. My cousin Jules, that's my musical inspiration. Cousin, but still, that's my musical inspiration.
Times.
But listen, his dad, right? This nigga got gold and platinum plaques for producing Mariah J. Blige album. And niggas been saying, yo, Trap, you want to rap? No. Yo, you don't want to rap?
I want to just write.
Nigga, I don't even want to write. I'm just here. I was just there, nigga. I'm just a member.
This by accident?
Yeah, this all happened by accident. Nitty, no cap. You was rapping before me, right? Like, I wasn't outside, like, let's rap, nigga. I don't give a fuck about rap, nigga. I still, like, even when, oh, my nigga, I'm trying to beat niggas with the merch. I'm trying to beat niggas with the creative shit, like,
What's the most credible thing you have done resume-wise?
Resume, it's a lot. Give me a few.
Talk your shit. No humility. I mean, talk your shit.
I ain't gonna say no names, but I don't push.
So, like, what?
That's credible enough.
Have you worked with any big names?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean.
Drop some names at that.
I don't even wanna drop no names.
Drop a few, because we did
my
that.
Shit be mixed.
We did that with Lurch. I dropped names for Lurch. So I need you to drop at least 2-3 names real
niggas
quick.
Niggas got the famous Dex shit. Dex, though.
Okay.
We got my boy, So Ice, nigga, dope.
Okay. He gave us a lot already.
Baseball hard.
Yeah, that's more than we already asked for, to be honest. Bro,
Bugatti 203, Bugatti the hottest in fucking.
I taught the game, but they was asking. I thought you was asking for like who.
True,
I was,
but that's like, notable who, also too.
That's
but,
just credibility. As
no,
well.
That's credibility. Yeah. To be honest with you, bro, Bugatti the hottest in New Haven, bro. So
nah, because I know about Bugatti as well, all right. too.
All right, hey, so we I'm not even trying
to be
done.
Cocky and whatnot. Yeah. To be honest with you, like,
Mugatti, my man.
If I was, Skeeno, if I hear man. If you have an artist, my nigga, that means you're doing something.
Like, look. So right now, bro, Skeeno right. Ordering rap. I don't be.
Yo, every time you say that, I think of Super Hot Fire, my nigga. YouTube, that YouTube sensation.
I done really been outside with niggas and going to the.
You're just living
like,
life.
We outside. We in the Poconos. We in the mountains. We in Maryland. Like,
I told you, my nigga. You need a. You need to have your own record label, my nigga. You need a Ali. Or your management company, my nigga.
But niggas don't listen. My own niggas don't listen. So
that goes back to my point. Bitches don't listen either. If niggas don't listen, bitches don't listen.
Nah, bitches listen a little bit more.
Yeah, because you have something to give them.
True, but that, yo, the long, the yo, the older I get, the more I understand. Like, yo, it's the opportunity that really counts. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Money's gonna come. You know what I'm
honestly,
saying?
Honestly, nigga, not, the fact that you saw the book, you picked up the book earlier, nigga. Like,
yeah,
I'm
I ain't gonna hold you. I got more shit with more niggas, but I just
nah. I don't need you to drop everything. Like, I just like, need you to drop just a few, just to let niggas know that you actually are. Because we did that with Lurch the other day. Niggas just told him how this nigga worked with big names. Niggas,
this nigga don't work with everybody.
Yo, and he don't even talk about that shit.
Cause it don't be,
it don't make matter. A difference.
It don't get you no money.
Yeah, you're still in the same position
I'm
that you are right now.
Dropping niggas, I feel like Kanye a billionaire.
That's like me. That's like me telling you all the famous people I met. Okay,
yeah, like,
what that mean?
My man said he said it's cause you taking pictures with niggas don't mean you really working.
For real.
Fact.
Shout out nigga Gotti. He said my nigga really working. Like don't host nigga on. It's just mad shit that be going on. I don't even be like I said, I never took advantage.
Well, now it's your time, man. So
for real,
listen,
man.
It's definitely your time, man. So we want you to basically be out here and just, cause honestly, I like people who talk their shit when it comes to their creativity. To be honest with you, like,
no, that's a fact.
When, like, I'm a Kanye fan, and not a lot of niggas is Kanye fans, but you got to be a fan of the art.
Listen,
like that's what it is. Because it's like the personality sometimes don't even matter.
Listen, these niggas. Listen. This nigga had listened to Trap Dollar and listened to Trap Dollar 1.5.
You know I do. Listen, nigga, we pulled that shit up the
every
other day.
Every feature that was on there came to the studio, came here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Niggas was in the studio. Niggas was smoking Pude.
You got my boy Cohibo in there. That's one of my boys as well too. You got a few people in there that I fuck with, my nigga.
And niggas was in there comfortable. Niggas was relaxed. Niggas damn near almost slept there. You get what I'm saying?
Some niggas did sleep there.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Some niggas did.
Niggas was comfortable. You feel me? Getting music
but
done,
that,
bro.
That shows that to me, when people say stuff like that, and the fact that you didn't say that, the fact that even Lur said it about you, that's a reflection on who you are as a character, my nigga. It just means that people can really come around you and literally be themselves.
It's like I said when it began. As long as the state look good, we all look good.
And right now, we had this conversation a few times. We in a modern renaissance right now where Connecticut is literally at a point where we can showcase what we're made of.
It's good time, man.
Yeah.
We literally can. That's why we stay consistent. Because we know when push comes to shove, my nigga, we can tell people, here, this is our resume. This is what we've been doing this whole time. So it's not like we just start. Because to me, like Quell said, 2 years, we just getting fucking started, my nigga. But so much, the amount of work we put in there, 2 years means so fucking much.
Facts.
Now, like, a day's worth of work is sometimes like a month worth of growth for how other people be working.
I ain't gonna hold you as long as you got a consistent, steady grind, like 2 years.
Facts, my nigga. That shit makes a difference.
Because I was about to say that even go back to what you were saying, because you even said, like, you've been doing this music shit for 4 years. And
yeah,
then,
I swear.
Yeah, 4 years is a long time.
And when I take in count, you've done a lot of shit. Because I know niggas now that are, like, trying to get on that same
they
type 10
vibe. 10 years in. Niggas ain't did shit.
Like, my boy J. Cole. J. Cole didn't really get lit until he was 4 years in for producing. And writing for other people.
But P-Gang, this the shit. All these niggas was writing. I was never
everybody's
writing.
So you don't.
So I don't got, like, bro. No, I'm gonna really break you
he
down.
He don't rap.
Nah,
he
nah,
don't
nah,
write.
Nah, listen. It's not even that. P-Gang, niggas have notebooks like 2005. Mm-hmm. I don't have no fucking notebook. There's no pre-rhymes. I could be like, let me plug this in here. It's nothing.
Everything's fresh that you come up with.
See what I'm saying? Niggas be having shit. We be like, damn,
And you ask nigga, I've been rapping since fifth grade.
Nah, cause damn, you're right. Nigga. Cause there's, we just had this conversation.
I'm supposed to do, nigga.
We just had this conversation the other day where niggas be like, niggas be having a freestyle and just throw it on a different beat, and they already have something ready for a freestyle niggas when they go already, on certain shit.
Bro, niggas have shit from 10 years ago that they just start pulling out. You be like, damn, it's your heart. He be like, yeah, bro. You be like, wait, what? Feel me, bro? It's a little different. Like my shit really just. I ain't gonna say it's all off the top, but it's really just a breath of fresh air, nigga. Like,
yeah, you got to be on go time.
Yeah, all times, like.
Yeah, this shit is, like I said, man, this shit is.
And it's hit and misses, like, nigga, you done been in the stew, I done missed. We done swung but, out like bat.
But that's, but that's why.
Man, we
that's,
ain't made shit. I'm just here, like.
But that's why you create, exactly. Nights, exactly. That's why you create every day.
God damn.
That's why you create every day, because not everything is going to be a hit. Everybody's not going to fuck with everything you
that's
create.
That's the consistency.
Exactly, baby. But the fact that you're still creating means that they're going to fuck with something.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's all about you just trying to strike the pan till it get hot.
Facts.
You keep striking and shit's going to get hot. I'm at the 60 attempt. Shit going to spark eventually.
Facts.
Feel me? Like, what the fuck? Like, damn. Like, that's
facts,
what I'm saying.
Man.
Yeah, you just trying to get this shit hot. Like,
yeah, for me, I feel like that's definitely the key. You definitely got to get it hot, because you got to think, like, it's, we live in a small state, everybody's doing the same thing. A lot of niggas work, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, they do what they do to make this money, but at the end of the day, everybody got a dream, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. P-Game, let's say a nigga got more money,
okay,
how you gotta stand out? How you gonna stand out? Other nigga get more money?
I mean, for me personally,
personality.
Ain't nobody gonna
so
talk
on
about
rap,
personality.
Rap, all the lit niggas is niggas with the personality, right?
Mm. Facts. Cause
a boring nigga, you not gonna lit. You like, facts, nigga, fuck him. I don't give a fuck. This nigga in the interview not saying shit.
Yeah.
But nigga wild, he gonna be like, damn, he got it. Like,
even if you don't fuck with him, he gonna still watch. But that's my thing. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
There is,
but as long as you still
if you get your chain thing, robbed, that's bad publicity.
But it's still publicity.
Nah, you don't want to get your chain robbed.
I mean, listen.
And then you can tell me on that. Yeah. If nigga his chain jacket, he rapping, it's over. It's curtains. It's
but
cut.
To be honest with you, my nigga,
nothing else you can do.
I probably fit getting my chain getting robbed if I'm about to drop an album.
If you get your chain robbed and you blick the nigga, that's the only good publicity, because you blick the nigga.
Damn.
And it's like, damn, well. You telling niggas you got your chain jacket?
Shooting a nigga and your chain missing.
See?
80,
no. 80. Come on, you're not going
to
get your shit.
Nah,
It's levels to the shit.
You going to say you shining with no chain?
Nah, sometimes I got to get checked because I'm one of those people who I try to, like, I don't know how to even put it. I try to find a greater good in people.
Ain't no greater good if niggas take your chain.
Nah. But when it comes to certain,
like, I don't know.
When
nigga
it comes
take
to,
my chain.
When it comes to certain,
Nitty, we not going to sleep for 6 nights, nigga.
But when it comes to
6 nights, nigga, on the 7th night, you breaking dawn, nigga. I don't even know the fuck that mean, nigga. It just sounded good, nigga. You breaking dawn, nigga. The fuck you talking about?
Nigga,
on
area,
the 7th night,
what
nigga.
What area you from?
Nigga, your chain could not.
Nigga, take my chain.
Your chain could not go on a tour.
You think I'm sleeping in? Nigga, you sleeping? Yo, Eddie, a nigga take your chain, you sleeping the same night? Nigga, my bitch staying up and she tight, nigga. My bitch want to get my chain back more than me, nigga.
Your chain could not go on a
like,
tour.
Why this nigga not sleep? Go to, the chain got to return to me. The rightful owner, nigga. Fuck you mean? You going to sleep? Nigga, 10 niggas got to die that night,
that's
nigga.
Real.
I don't get my
that's
chain
real.
Back, 10
that's
niggas
real.
Got to die,
that's
nigga.
Real. That's
I'm
real.
Going
that's
to jail
real.
For 10 niggas.
That's
nigga.
Real. That's
I don't
real.
Give a fuck,
that's
nigga.
Real.
My chain
that's
don't
real.
Come back that soon. I swear
that's
to God, nigga. On rap. I don't even rap. 80, a nigga take your chain, you going to sleep, nigga.
Listen, I just said that. I was like, yo, a nigga took that shit and gave it a whole new meaning.
Come on.
It's for trap dollars, nigga.
Come
like,
on. Nigga on Snap with it like, yeah. He bumping your shit on Snap. Nigga, now you gotta die now.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Once that footage go out, something has to happen.
Die.
Something
you
has Snap to happen.
My chain bumping my shit? Nigga, you gotta die. What the fuck? Nigga, what? Come
yeah,
on, gang.
Yeah.
A nigga take my chain, he gotta die. Yeah. Nitty, pick your head up. We not going to sleep for 7 nights, nigga. I swear to God, nigga. I'm calling everybody. Nigga, it's like the Marines, nigga. You gonna see niggas coming in you never even seen. Like, who the fuck is nigga, he here to get the chain back to you, nigga. Everybody called in for this one mission, nigga.
Yeah,
everybody. It's like Mission Impossible.
It, yeah, it has to be that way.
Back,
it has to be
we
that way.
We got 7 nights,
it
nigga.
It has to be that way.
Nigga.
It has to be.
Nigga,
it has to be that way.
Nigga, I don't care, but nigga, you took my chain.
It's true. Cause I heard a story.
You're
somebody
owner,
had
nigga.
Their book bag taken. You know what I'm saying?
Come
it had
on,
a good amount of increments
come
in there.
On.
You know what I'm saying? Camera.
Come on.
Fucking
come on.
Money. fucking work, you know what I'm saying? And niggas had to return that. They had to return that.
You have to.
You have to. You have to return that.
Nigga, bodies, come on.
Yeah, it got real nasty.
The chain, nigga, this shit say trap. It don't say your name. How the fuck I'ma sleep at night like this nigga wearing the trap chain like he trapped. Nigga, you gotta die, nigga. Yo, come on, nigga. My bitch not sleeping. Yeah. She staying up like damn, like nigga. I'm calling everybody, nigga. I'm calling.
Can't even argue with her when your shit messes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nigga, yeah. That got your shit.
Yeah. Come on, yeah. Nigga. He gotta go tonight, nigga.
What if
fuck tonight wait, in an hour?
What if what
going
if, yo,
an hour.
What
I don't
if,
know what might happen.
Yo,
nigga.
What if it's right? The like, what if on, it's the nigga. Label? What if it's the label and niggas took the label? Like say for example, you got.
I had a Trap Dollar Double G chain.
Yes.
Nigga, he gotta die
and
your, 30 minutes,
no, no,
nigga.
Your artist got it nah, taken. Your artist got it taken.
That's me, nigga. He got my name on his neck. Nigga still gotta go. I might not be as angry. Like, I might take a nap or some shit. Because he got it taken. It ain't like a nigga. Think about a nigga.
Put in that work.
Gang, a nigga personally removing your chain. You like, nah, he gotta go tonight. I'm not sleeping. I don't care. I don't know. No, I'm deactivating Instagram. Instagram is gone. No IG or Twitter.
For real, that's how the artist better be for his shit. Real shit. Real shit.
Nigga, like that for his chain.
Nigga,
all
right. Fuck, I need that shit for. Nigga took my chain. He on. Nigga probably tagging me and shit. The fuck you think I want? Nah, nigga,
nah, that's
that shit back in the hour.
Yeah, you already know how niggas
nigga,
look. Niggas want that ransom. Niggas
I'm
is thirsty.
Niggas I'm crashing out, nigga.
Yeah,
it's like, yo, don't stop me. I'm crashing out, gang. Fuck
this is
me.
Extra fun.
What it is.
This is extra like, funny to me because there's been like an article going around how Sean Kingston got his chain to.
Sean Kingston, that's his third time, bro. That's his third time.
Nah, I'm Sean Kingston. Niggas gotta die because they want.
That's
to
his third time.
Third time.
That's his
first
third time.
Nigga died.
That's third time.
But they gonna be like, damn, well he clapped the nigga the first time, so I don't know if my eyes are that good. It's about filming, come on.
Sean got it. This is the third time.
Some niggas don't care about their lives, though.
Nah, gang, I care about me and my
it's
insurance policy.
Gang, you feel
no.
Me? Still...
Gang, you know what I learned outside, being outside? Your name worth everything.
Yeah, it is.
But nigga know he can rob you one time. Niggas gonna think he can rob you.
Yeah, you're done here. You're done here. You're done here. You're done here. You're done here.
So the second time, they like, well,
or another.
The first time was crazy.
Yeah.
You're
even,
done here. You're
or
done
another
here.
Nigga.
I
or
don't
another
try
nigga.
Him the second time.
Or another nigga got to get that lesson too, because nobody else can think they can
no,
just do you like that
time,
as well.
No, the first time, so I don't
has
have to go
it?
Through the second time. So
exactly.
Now you losing friends over your chain.
So imagine how I felt
friends.
Being it and seeing that. Like,
you done lost 10 friends. Like, damn, my chain gone. I lost 10 friends. My mom not fucking with me. She like, damn, you let niggas do that.
I've seen it,
bro.
I've seen it more than. I've seen it more than four times. Four times.
Oh man.
Four times.
If I play too much, I'll be up and like, damn, bro.
Not the same. Not the same person. Not the same person. But niggas is
niggas
is filthy. So I don't know.
He said no, nigga. Fuck, I ain't going, nigga. I'm not going. No. See.
Guys. As you guys can hear,
this is a big thing.
Listen,
what happened?
You can't ask that question at all. When there's witnesses,
look,
and when they see the expression on your face, how you was looking when niggas took that face,
friends,
took that shit off your face.
You losing.
Yeah,
bitches.
It's done here.
Thinking they can rob you, so you losing.
Done
money.
Here.
It's like, damn, that's the three things you need in life.
Guys, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Weed and Whiskey. If I let any of this continue, we're gonna go on for another hour. Oh my
Bang.
God, I had such a great time.
This shit was amazing.
This was an amazing fucking last episode of 2021. This shit was memorable, even I don't remember shit. But I got.
I can't remember the last time I honestly cried.
Yeah. Yes.
On this podcast.
I laughed so hard, nothing came out.
Yo, I tell you this, you got mad editing to do, my nigga.
Yo.
I tell you, yo.
You gotta cut this up real quick.
You gotta cut. chop and screw.
Y'all don't even know the work. I didn't even try to think about that. I'm just trying to enjoy my frust right now.
Yeah, man. Let me get my shout out real fast, man.
Go ahead, do what you gotta do.
Sure. I definitely first want to shout out the guest, man. Trap Phone for stopping through, man. I ain't seen my nigga in forever. You know what I'm saying? And nigga definitely came through with the Christmas blessings. You feel me? Even though, you know, you already know what I believe in. We don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? But
Wade, he says Detmas.
The Detmas. Detmas.
Detmas.
Nah, he came in for the holiday blessings. Nah. He came in for the New Year blessings.
You feel me? The blessings. New Year blessings.
He came in for the New Year blessings. I like that one. Because we are literally about to fucking take off on a whole next level.
2022.
We got so much shit lined up. We got two live shows in January that we got coming up as well too. So
mass.
Yeah, if anybody is still listening right now, please follow us on Instagram at Weed and Whiskey Podcast, Whiskey with an E. Please, if you want to be able to tune in our live shows, because I'm telling you, I am trying to be as unfiltered and wild as possible.
I see that.
As possible. I'm trying to be a different O'Shane. I'm trying to be a different O'Shane. I'm trying to be the type of O'Shane my mother's going to look at me like, boy, that's not the type of boy I raised.
Damn. That's how you coming out?
Only
that's
when I'm on ear.
I mean, feel you. I feel you. I get
only
you.
When I'm on ear. I'm just because I love you guys that much, man. Trap Phone.
Yo,
where the fuck can they find you? Please let them know. Yeah, let them know. Talk to them. They gotta find you.
Try Dollar, Twitter, IG, Grimy the Greenly, Snapchat, and me, Free the Gang, We the Gang. You know, I'm here with the guys. Shout out 80, shout out Nitty.
Facts. I think we have to do like you know how they do the verified segments.
Yeah.
They be breaking the music down on Genius.
Yeah. Yo.
No, we gotta do
yes,
that. We gotta
please.
Do that. We gotta do that for his. Slang.
Please.
We gotta do it for his.
Please.
Slang.
It's a lot of lingo. Please.
We just gotta do it for the lingo alone.
Yo, yo, real fast. I always envision that shit. We have to get him in a cozy ass couch, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? With a fireplace. You know what I'm saying? With a nice bottle.
I got the heater for that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Nice little breakdown.
You gotta bring like one of them fancy trench coats in, like you better than everybody else.
We'll get a chinchilla just for the occasion.
Definitely. Definitely.
Facts.
We're gonna pour some animals for us.
Facts.
Definitely.
We're gonna get Peter mad.
Fuck it, it is what it is.
2022, man.
We different, we bougie.
2022, man.
Thank you guys for coming in here. Thank you, Lurch, for stopping by. For you, for literally doing the things you had to do to just be in the studio with us tonight.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man. It's always a pleasure having you here, man.
For sure. For
shizzle. I'm lit, and I can be able to remember the last 5 minutes of the things that were said. So it's to that point where we got to go, people.
Go. Roll up.
Honestly, just because I can't remember shit don't mean the night is over. My night's going to get started now that we stopped getting recorded, because I get too lit. And because I'm already lit, I'm going to just keep getting. So, remember, tell your mamas about us. Tell your baby mamas. Tell your mistresses.
Go follow us.
Tell the people that you don't want nobody to. Tell that ugly girl that you will never tell nobody about that you're fucking. Tell her about us as well, too. Tell her to subscribe. Matter of fact, just grab her phone and subscribe for us.
Facts.
Do what you got to do, man.
Tell her you do it.
Go visit weedandwhiskeypodcast.com. Go buy us a shot. You know, we don't do coffee, but we do shots. Just buy us a shot. It's the same fucking price. Whatever it is, man, just go buy merch, do what you gotta with the podcast, tell a friend, subscribe, and please leave some stars, leave some ratings. You know, Spotify and Apple Podcasts now allows you to leave ratings and stars. So please, if you love us and you don't want to just pay no money, just leave us some ratings. That's a free way of support.
Bang.
Free way, yo. You can't go wrong with free.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, so just if you want to freely support us, follow us on Instagram, like our Facebook page. Check out the Instagram, tell a friend, just do what you have to do to just make us look good in front of your person. Like, be our wingman.
Yo,
for your friends.
You know, I know you're drunk.
What?
We don't ever end the podcast.
We out, yo.
All right, just for that, I'm gonna fucking end it. Fuck that. Because I can keep going. Have a great night. Have a great evening. One of you guys listening to us, for you niggas in India, keep fucking listening to us, man.
Hell yeah, and get us some bookings out there, because I know y'all niggas
fly us out. And that pill that's like Viagra but that's modern now.
Blue Chew.
Some money, Blue Chew.
You giving everybody else ads. Give weed and whiskey your ass too.
Yeah, I can't fuck with that. I'm hurt something.
Yo, I know niggas that listen. I know niggas that use horny goat weed.
No, burn that out. I can talk
niggas into doing the goat. Yo, the blue chew.
When I was 14, 15, and down bad and angry, like I was saying, brother. Angry.
Oh, man.
He was copping a horny goat weed from Main Street. That Jamaican restaurant.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
I'm not capping.
Close out.
We gotta go. We're going.
No cap.
We're going. Thank you, Trap, for coming through.
Wait.
Oh my god. Did you use it?
I mean, it was in the liquor.
Did it work? Did it work?
Man, I don't even know.
Stamina?
Man, listen.
Stamina? Round?
Regular night.
Roots. Round? All right, guys, we going.